Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on WIFM. I'm Danny Hall, and we're pleased to welcome to our program this morning with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service here on Extension Today, 4-H agent Melissa Stabner. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
I hope you're doing well today.
Yes, I am.
It's a pleasure to talk with you, as always, and we have some good stuff to talk about. And I know, Melissa, that school enrichment's a very important part of your program, so let's just delve into that a little bit. Tell me about the school enrichment programs that you plan to offer.
Okay. School enrichments are a very important part of the 4-H program here in Yadkin County. Those programs involve going actually into the school or doing programs for teachers or complete grade levels that align with the state standards and provide an opportunity for us to work with children across the board in schools in Yadkin County. This fall, we have a variety of different programs available. We will be hosting our annual Environmental Field Day for all sixth graders across the county.
Mm-hmm.
This is a collaborative effort with Yadkin County Cooperative Extension, 4-H, the Yadkin County Beekeepers, Forestry Department, Soil and Water, and NRCS. We have speakers that come in, and we're doing it out at the Yadkin County Park, located behind the YMCA, and they rotate through a series of stations that directly align with the science standards for sixth grade, which is really a great opportunity for teachers to enrich their school program. And, of course, this particular program has no fee, so they can bring their students there and learn about how important the environment is to us and all about natural resources and conservation.
And when does this take place, Melissa?
This will be held September 21st and 22nd at the Yadkin County Park.
Great.
I have several other programs that we will actually be doing in the month of October. We will be doing an embryology program with one of the elementary schools whereby children get the opportunity to actually see the life cycle of a chicken. We bring in eggs that are provided by Wayne Farms in Elkin and incubators, and they have the opportunity to actually see the life cycle completed from start to finish, which is a great opportunity. That primarily focuses in second grade, but can be adapted to other classrooms or age groups also.
Neat experience for them. That's great.
The last program that we will be starting is one of our SNAP Ed programs, which is a cooperative effort with NC State University and Yadkin County, where we go into third grade classrooms and focus on food and nutrition. This is one of the areas that we're really hitting hard throughout many of our 4-H programs and in surrounding county is the importance of making wise decisions and choices regarding our food and nutrition as well as physical activity.
The sooner you learn about that, the quicker you get on board, the easier it is from then on, isn't it?
It's true. And also just making children aware of the choices that you make when you are in third grade and through your childhood can directly impact your health in years to come. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's a hard concept for young people to understand. So the more reinforcement they receive from education and opportunity to learn about how important it is, the better off they'll be.
Hard to believe that those fries and all that candy can affect you later down the line when you're just second or third grade, isn't it?
It is. It's a challenging concept, and we target that particular grade level because that's the age where a lot of young children are establishing their patterns, and also they have that independence and the opportunity, you know, a lot of times to make choices for themselves. So we want to try to educate them before and during while those patterns and formations are happening.
Great program. Our guest is Melissa Stabner. Melissa's with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service here on Extension Today, WIFM. And Melissa, I know you're the 4-H agent in Yadkin County. You do a lot of programming. So how about sharing with us some of the things that you're doing in the program in the county that would expand your program?
Well, I am very excited to announce that we will be hiring a part-time person that will join our staff here on October 1st. I'm really excited about this, that this was a position that was funded by Yadkin County government to help develop our program and to get more outreach within the community. We selected a person that has been the Surry County intern for two summers, actually grew up in the Yadkin County 4-H program, and was a state officer in North Carolina. And that's going to be Madeline Jones, and tentatively she's scheduled to start on October 1.
Terrific. I know that's you can breathe a big sigh of relief getting a little help in there, can't you?
I do, yeah. And especially somebody that has such diverse experience growing up in the program, understanding what we do, and also the opportunity that she had traveling across the state, visiting other North Carolina 4-H programs in counties that did a little bit of different programming. So she is going to add a lot to the diversity and understanding of our program, and I'm really excited about that opportunity.
Always great to get ideas from other people. There's no question. Our guest, Melissa Stabner, with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service, 4-H agent. Volunteers, Melissa, they're essential cooperative extension program. So let's talk about volunteers, how you use them, and what they need to do to become a volunteer, if you will, please.
We rely heavily throughout cooperative extension for our work to get done through volunteers. That's not only in the 4-H program, but in our other components as well. Mm-hmm. We're always looking for volunteers to help out. Some of the things that they can do with in regards to the 4-H program, an area that we're needing assistance with is starting clubs with children that are interested in being involved in the organization, finding a dedicated leader and volunteer willing to make that commitment.
Yeah.
We also have short-term opportunities for volunteers, and that would include perhaps being a judge for our area food and nutrition fair, judging some of our public speaking or presentation programs, or just developing a workshop and teaching or helping with workshops and programs that help educate our young people. The process is like for any other organization. You have to fill out an application, and we do a background check so that all of our volunteers that will be working with our youth are background checked. You don't necessarily have to make a long-term commitment or be a volunteer leader. You could just be what we call an episodic volunteer that helps us out on occasion, or maybe you want to have time off during the summer. If you're a school teacher or, you know, you have more time during the summer or in the evenings, we are always looking for volunteers, and we can develop programs or work with you with your talents and expertise to develop a program or an opportunity for you to get involved.
That's great, because if there's something you're especially well-versed in, maybe that could work for a specific program, so you don't have to totally get out of your comfort zone to be a volunteer and to help out.
That is very true, and we know that youth in our community need the opportunity to be involved in caring with caring adults, and what better way to do that than to volunteer for 4-H or cooperative extension.
And how can they get information about this? Melissa, call you, contact the office? How's that work?
Yes, they can. They can contact our office, which is at 2051 Agricultural Way, Suite 201 in Yadkinville. And that phone number is 336-679-2061. Or they can email me at mjstaeb@ncsu.edu.
Terrific. And folks, I would encourage you, if you have time and if you like working with young people, you like sharing your knowledge, this is certainly a great way to do it. Become a volunteer for 4-H or any part of, as Melissa says, cooperative extension programming. Melissa Stabner, it's always a pleasure. I know you work hard, and I appreciate these moments we get to spend together. Thank you for sharing, and I hope you have a terrific rest of the day.
Thank you so much.
Melissa Stabner, 4-H agent with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service. Folks, thank you for joining us for Extension Today right here.
Extension. Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.